love, and blessings. So sit in a comfortable position with your eyes closed. Focus on your breath as closely as possible. Feel the air going in your nose, filling your lungs, and out again. No need to control it. Just feel the air moving. As you continue to focus on your breathing, notice there's a part of you that's doing the observing, an inner observer. Who or what is this part of you that's doing the focusing on the breath? And keep focusing on your breath as I talk. This inner observer that can focus on your breath is your consciousness, what the Greek fathers call your nous. We're going to make good friends with this inner observer, this consciousness, and we will discover that our nous is the most us part of us there is. One of your nous's talents is that it can focus on and observe any part of your being. It can observe you thinking your thoughts. It can watch you feeling your feelings. It can observe you sensing the sensations in your body. It can witness you connecting to the world around you. Let's focus back on your breath. Notice that you can be aware of your breath while being a little separate from it. So now we're going to move our attention up to our mind. Let's see what thoughts are in your mind right now. Whatever you find, let them go at it. Let these thoughts have free play for a moment, and you just watch. As you let your thoughts run, try to notice what you can about them. Are your thoughts more like words or images? Just keep watching them come and go. When your nous notices a new thought come in, say to yourself, "New thought." So next, I'd like you to select a thought that's in there. Engage with it. Let this thought lead, and you just follow it wherever it goes without any judgment or criticism. Where does this thought take you? Now, keeping your focus on this thought, we're going to quietly take a small inner step backwards from it. We're backing into a quieter part of our mind where our nous lives. You're still facing the thought. You've just taken a step backwards from it so you can see it better. Notice from here, you can see this thought as somehow separate from your inner observer, your nous. Let's have some fun with this thought. Maneuver your observer all around this thought, always facing it, but not bound to it. You can see this thought from the side, or from underneath, or go up for a top view. And you can be very curious about it because your true self is distinct from it. Now I want you in your mind to pick up an imaginary tennis racket and whap this thought away and watch it fly into the distance. And now imagine it comes speeding back like a hungry dragonfly, and then pause, hovering several feet away from your noose, your inner observer. And we're still looking at this thought, hovering several feet away from us. Now I want you to say to your thought, "You're one of my thoughts. Pleased to meet you, but I have to go now. You stay with the others up here." And with your noose, turn your focus away from your mind and move your concentration down into the quietest place in your heart you can find. While you do this, your thoughts can keep buzzing away up in your headspace, but you don't need to pay them any mind because your focus is on the quiet places in your heart. And now move your attention back to that breathing you observed at the beginning. Take a deep breath and observe yourself feeling the sensation of the air moving in and out. What does it feel like to observe yourself feeling? Thank you for participating in this practice. That's the end of the meditation. Just a quick encouragement. God designed our noose, our consciousness, to be in charge inside us. But we're often so distracted with runaway thoughts or overwhelmed with feelings, they take the helm. And that's when we make poor decisions and are ultimately more miserable than we would otherwise be if things were in order. And remember, we're not suppressing our thoughts and feelings here. Those are gifts to us. What we're doing is learning to observe and interpret them with our higher consciousness, the image of God within us. If you regularly practice inner observing, you'll notice that you develop the ability to become aware of your thoughts and feelings as distinct from yourself more and more quickly, and the less likely they are to take control. You'll also be able to better appreciate them in their place as the gifts they are. The less control your thoughts and feelings have over you, the more your inner order will be restored, and the more authentically you will be able to be.